Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Welcome to the Bowden Blitz SEC edition. I'm Joe Lisi, joined by former National Coach of the Year, Terry Bowden. Coach, a great slate of action in week number 11 within the conference. We'll take a look at the updated odds entering Saturday. It's Alabama as the team to beat. They sit with a plus 115 price, followed by Texas A&M, Georgia, Ole Miss, and Texas. Give me your thoughts overall about where the SEC stands from top to bottom. And is Alabama, in fact, the team to beat this coming weekend?
Yeah, I mean, they are the team to beat, but it's not by much. They lost the first game. They know the way these things go, the later you lose, the more it hurts you a little bit. If you got an early loss, you can make people forget about it down the road. That's what Alabama has done with seven straight wins now after that opening loss to FSU. But I really, when I look at A&M, I look at Georgia, even Ole Miss, I can't tell that Alabama is that much better. I think the odds are fairly close. Especially with Texas A&M and the way Texas A&M wins big or wins small, however they want to do it. But I think it's a great grouping of teams that can go all the way to the SEC championship in the top four or five teams in the conference.
All right. Now, the college football playoff odds came out this past Tuesday. Yeah. We saw Ohio State, Indiana, and A&M as the third best team and third best price potentially to win a national championship. You see it right there. Texas A&M at plus 950. They have a very difficult game this weekend in Columbia, Missouri. We'll break it down a little bit later in the show. But Mike Elko has done a fantastic job. We saw that defense evolve after week number three. They're playing lights out, solid third down defense. Even if this team does drop a game down the stretch, he has a team that potentially could still knock down a college football playoff berth.
Oh, absolutely. He's got himself positioned to handle a loss. I think what would scare you if you had a loss, then you got to the conference championship game, you got a second loss at that point, another loss at that point. But no, he's got himself in a good position, being undefeated, the only undefeated team in the conference. And the fact that they have got a quarterback that's dual threat, they can score a lot of points five times. They've scored over 40 points with their offense. They've won small with great defense and fabulous third down team, fabulous pass rushing team. I want to say they lead the nation in sacks with 32 this year in eight games. And so there's not a lot of weaknesses when you see the way this team is now playing. Mike Elko's done a great job to take them, you know, and Texas A&M people, they will pay anything they got to pay to be where they are right now. They've got everything, and it's good to see Mike Elko giving it to them, because they sure have. When you go to a game there, it is a crazy place, fantastic place to play, and so he's got that thing rolling.
I think when you look at value prior to last week's action, many would have thought it would have been Ole Miss and maybe even Vanderbilt, but then after Vanderbilt lost to Arch Manning in Texas, you see the number on the Commodores to potentially win a national championship sitting at 100-1. I still think there's value at Oklahoma, 55-1. I know the schedule is very difficult, Coach, but the way that defense performed on the road in Knoxville, and we saw Mateer bounce back with a solid effort, did have a touchdown on the ground. I think Oklahoma, from the big picture perspective, not just in terms of the SEC, but getting to a college football playoff berth at 55-1 to win a national championship, could be a lottery ticket entering week number 11.
I'm with you on that one, Joe. I just felt if John Mateer could get over his injury and start playing better and better, the defense has continued to play well. And I think the way he runs, and sometimes he runs and beats people, not just throw, but sometimes it's a running game. He got 80 yards rushing this past week. They become stronger and stronger. So I'm like you. I think if they can get themselves into the college football playoff, they will have a team that has a chance to go deep in the college football playoffs. Well, like that 55, when, I like that 55-1 odds.
Yeah, and then Texas, right, we saw Texas 33-1 at the start of the week. Mm-hmm. We see an extra $2 on the price at now 35-1. They're 7-2 overall. They're starting to show glimpses of what we thought this offense could be, what Arch Manning has put to back-to-back solid performances against Miss State and against Vanderbilt. But we still don't like the rushing attack, not running the football as consistent as last year. The defense has stepped up. Where are you on Steve Sarkisian and the Longhorns entering this weekend?
I just don't see the consistency. I mean, even against they've had a couple games against Kentucky, and I want to say Mississippi, that they really should have lost if they won. They showed us what they can be in the first half against Vanderbilt, but they showed us the same inconsistency in the second half. As Vandy just took control of the game. Statistically, the game was about even, but the second half was all Vandy. So the worst thing about the Texas that I think is different than Oklahoma is they're hot and cold. They're not consistent. And I think the running game is one of those things that they don't have it's one of those things that I don't think they can solve it by just changing some blocking schemes during the season.
Yeah, we'll see exactly how it plays out the rest and the back half of the season for the Texas Longhorns. Let's take a look at the updated Heisman odds entering week number 11. Ty Simpson squares off against LSU. He's a plus 390 price, followed by Marcel Reed. He's on the road in Missouri this weekend. Gunnar Stockton, 25-1. Diego Pavia, 40-1. He would have been within striking distance, but lost last weekend. And then Trinidad Chambliss, all he does is win, coach, but his odds keep getting bigger and bigger. It's not getting shorter and shorter, and they're going to be potentially a college football playoff contender.
Yeah, he's got to keep winning there because that's just – that happens. You're sitting at Ole Miss, and people, they figure you're going to get beat or you're not good unless you take them all the way. I think people figure the team is going to falter somewhere, and if the team faltered, he faltered. But he has the best story. Of all the quarterbacks, I think he and Pavia have the best story about how they got to where they are. So if they could just keep winning, it would throw him right up. But I really don't see a front runner in the sense that everybody thinks right now this guy's going to be the Heisman or that guy. I think what we have to assume is that somebody's going to win big at the end, have a huge game, national TV game, all the voters are watching. I think we're going to see who it evolved, but I don't see a clear front runner, although the odds are based on who they think's going to play for the championship, who's going to go undefeated, and the quarterback is riding that right now. We're talking Sayre and Menendez, but Simpson, Reed, Stockton, those guys have the best chance of probably, based on the odds, of getting their teams to the top. And that's why the Heisman Trophy odds go with them.
Yeah, we'll see exactly what transpires. Second half of the regular season, it can be Ty Simpson. He's playing consistent, but you never know. Marcel Reed, if they go undefeated, great story in College Station. There's been a number of different openings across the nation, most notably within the conference. We saw another one potentially open up last week with Hugh Freeze on the Plains in Auburn. News today, Coach, that Ryan Silverfield, potentially the front runner for the Arkansas job, the head coach at Memphis. They got a big game this Friday night against Tulane. Thoughts about Ryan Silverfield potentially being the new head coach in Fayetteville?
Well, I think he'd do a great job there. He's going to be somewhere. I'm very leery when I see something publicly come out that this guy's a front runner, because I've been in that situation. My family, other members have been in that situation. If you are the front runner, you don't want your name to come out publicly, because that gives other people 3 and 4 weeks, or their people, think time to say negative stuff about you. How well, you're not the guy. So if you're a front runner and the school wants you, they really don't want it to come out. So I don't give a lot of credibility to early selections, but I think he's going to be a head coach somewhere in a Power Four school.
We'll see exactly how it plays out for Arkansas. I think there's a number of different head coaches potentially to challenge Silverfield. Some are all from Tulane. It could be another option potentially in that type of situation. When Coach and I return, we'll dive into those top 25 battles in the SEC for week number 11. Coming right back. Keep it where it is.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
All right, back on the Bowden Blitz, Joe Lisi and Coach Bowden breaking down week 11 in the SEC. We'll turn our attention to the 7:30 battle in Tuscaloosa. Alabama's only lost one game dating back to 2020 at home in Bryant-Denny. That loss came a few seasons ago at the hands of Steve Sarkisian and the Texas Longhorns. Can LSU, with an interim staff, new head coach Frank Wilson, and the Tigers are 10.5-point road dogs in this matchup, can they strike the upset? Coach, they had no answers defensively last year for Jalen Milroe and the rushing attack of Alabama. I have to be honest, I don't think anything changes in this matchup Saturday night.
Well, I mean, that the Alabama team, the one difference is they don't run very well. You know, the 118 yards a game, the people are griping. And that's just, it doesn't look like a championship team. I mean, they're playing well. I think they'll win the football game. I kind of think LSU's gonna ride that juice that comes from a change, the excitement, the circle the wagons of their defense. I think I feel like LSU has a chance to hang a little bit closer. But the bigger question is Alabama is, can they go out there and play well and run the football? They just don't run it well enough at 118 yards. Where are the Mark Ingrams and the Trent Richardsons and the Derrick Henrys? Where are the guys that Nick Saban, the big running backs and the yardage? It's a different type of football team. But I do think they're going to win this game. But I think LSU has not had a lot of – I think they're going to really circle the wagons and play really well like Florida did. We mentioned Virginia Tech the first couple of weeks, Arkansas. I see these teams playing better coming off and playing people close, but no cigar. At Alabama, I still give them the win, but I'll probably ride LSU to stay within the points.
Yeah, we'll see exactly how this plays out. Now, a couple factors. You talked about the inconsistency of the Alabama rushing attack, 3.6 yards per carry. That's one of their worst rushing outputs since prior to 2016. They're a pass-heavy offense led by Ty Simpson, averaging 291 passing yards per game. Ty Simpson has played lights out, completing well over 60% of his passes, 20 touchdowns, one interception. can LSU run the football effectively, especially on the road, and will ultimately dictate whether they're in this number. We're seeing 9.5s pop up across multiple books, and Frank Wilson has also come out, Coach, and said that there's some sets where backup quarterback Michael Van Buren, the transfer from Miss State, potentially could see some action. He's a little bit more mobile than Garrett Nussmeier. They might have certain RPO sets to put pressure on Alabama's defense. We saw Lenora Sellers give that defense fits just a couple of weeks ago where they pushed Alabama into the fourth quarter. But I still go back to the defense. Blake Baker and this team have looked good at times. In the second half of the season, they've been abused by better offenses. And we saw how Texas A&M challenged them over the top as well. They're really going to need to play their A game. I mean, my heart says I want to take LSU, but I really think Alabama does cover this number. Just not sold on the defensive effort of the Tigers heading in this matchup, especially without their emotional leader, Whit Weeks.
Well, I think the key is, like you said, they've got to get more out of their offense to keep the defense off the field, to keep the pressure off the field. Nussmeier right now, he's thrown for about 1,800 yards. Last year, he totaled 4,000. So he's not getting close to last year's totals and what he's doing offensively. And so if they can't run the ball a little bit better and they can't control the clock a little bit better, put way too much pressure on that defense. But I do think they will. If they use a little wildcat, they lose a little variation with a dual threat quarterback. Just enough changeup that they slow this game down or they keep it close. I'm just talking about keeping the game close. We've seen that happen. We saw it happen with Florida against Georgia. We've seen it happen in other instances where you would think there would be disarray, that the players would be all on the phone talking about all these transfers they're going to do. But quite often it rallies the players. It rallies assistant coaches. And you get a pretty good performance. So I'm going to see if I can ride that. It seems to be a pretty effective thing that has gone on this year when they fire these coaches in midseason.
Yeah, it's a great point. And we saw them push a number of different teams into the fourth quarter. We'll see how it plays out. 7:30 under the lights in Tuscaloosa. Let's turn our attention to the biggest matchup for A&M. They're on the road laying. It opened at 5.5. It's now up to 7.5 across multiple books. We're seeing the Aggies, winners of two straight in the series against Missouri. Coach, they have dominated in recent years. They haven't played dating back to a couple of years ago in 2023, but you just look at them now laying 6.5 on the road. We know about that defensive effort a couple of weeks ago in Death Valley. Can that continue in Columbia Saturday afternoon?
You know, you've got a real quarterback situation here that you've got to pay attention to. They've got a third quarterback, Mike Zollers, a true freshman quarterback, getting his first start of the season. He played a good bit last week. You know, Sam Horn was the guy they started. They were going to rotate Sam Horn with Bo Pribula. Sam Horn went out the first series of the first game. Now Pribula is out for the rest of the season. Do they have a third quarterback that's ready to play? I think it's going to be a limited offense. I don't think they can put the whole package together. I've never been able to have three quarterbacks completely ready. I just don't know if they can. I think we've got to consider that. That's why I think it's going to be Texas A&M to cover the spread on this one. Although Ahmad Hardy, the running back for Missouri, can take the pressure off that quarterback, they will try to do that. But again, that's going to be because it's a pretty good defense. And two, nobody gets after the quarterback better than Texas A&M. 32 sacks. They lead the nation. It's sacks with 32 in 8 games. They can put some pressure on that young guy. So Ahmad Hardy better have a real good day.
Yeah, they did play last year, 2024, in Kyle Field. 41-10, A&M won that matchup. I think you're right. Nick Zollers, the quarterback that took over in the second half against Vanderbilt, was a little bit limited, had some good plays, just couldn't pull out the victory on the road in Nashville. I think when you look at this matchup, if you are taking the 6.5 points, you have to rely on that Missouri rush defense. They're only allowing 90 yards per game, holding opposing offenses to 3.1 yards per carry. And if Hardy does in fact break out, I think Missouri has a better, more consistent rushing attack than LSU did have a couple of weeks ago. That could be the difference to potentially Missouri striking the upset. I like Missouri in the matchup. When Coach and I return, we'll break down the other two key battles in the SEC right here on the Bowden Blitz. Coming right back. All right, back on the Bowden Blitz, Joe Lisi and Coach Bowden taking a look at week 11 in the SEC. We'll take a look and go to Stark Vegas. Interesting line considering Georgia got pushed to the limit against Florida, won that matchup 24-20 in Jacksonville. You could make the argument the Bulldogs should have covered if it wasn't for Gunnar Stockton taking a knee on the 1 yard line with about a minute left in that ball game for Miss State. They pick up their first conference win, Coach. They snap an SEC losing streak against Arkansas. Fourth quarter dramatics. Blake Shapen and the crew pull it out. They have played some of the best teams within the conference toe-to-toe. We saw them lose by 7 to both Texas and Tennessee at home in Starkville. Can they cover this 8.5-point number against Kirby Smart and the Bulldogs? Absolutely,
they can cover. You're talking about a team that went 2-10 last year, no conference wins. They're one game away from a bowl game. They've lost 2 games in overtime to pretty good football teams. This team is clearly on the verge of becoming a very, very competitive SEC. Well, they're competitive now. They're just not ready to challenge for the upper echelon of this conference. But when you play at home against Mississippi State, the way they're playing, the way they have played against good teams in the conference, I love the number. I love the number for Mississippi State. I just think Georgia does what Georgia does this year. They start slow. They finish strong. They find a way to win. And they don't complain about the margin of victory, it seems like. I know I've seen Kirby Smart this week saying, you know what, we got to play better. We can't keep doing it like this. This team is too good. Our football is too good. But I don't know if he's got a lot of answers because he doesn't have a strong, strong defense as he's had in the past. And sometimes you just, if you're going to stay with your plan, nobody stays with the plan better than Kirby Smart. He doesn't waffle. He doesn't worry. He plays his game. And so I think it'll be close again, and Georgia will find a way to win at the end.
Now, when you look at this game last year, 41-31 in Athens, maybe that was a prelude to potentially what we see here. We saw 7.5 in the market at the start of the week. We're now seeing 8.5 potentially pop in favor of the Bulldogs. The Bulldogs have won 5 straight in the series, Coach, by an average margin of victory of 17 points per game. I'm going with physicality. Again, they're coming off a rivalry game. I know the line seems a little peculiar. You want to take the Bulldogs, and I mean Miss State, with the points. But I think I'll lay it with Georgia. I do like Georgia in this matchup. I like Gunnar Stockton. And again, seeing that Mississippi State went toe-to-toe with Texas, went toe-to-toe, obviously, with Arkansas and Tennessee, I don't think Georgia will take them lightly. I'm expecting a bounce-back effort. We've seen Georgia start very slow, but hopefully that rushing attack could take over. That's where I think Miss State is a little bit weak entering this ballgame.
Well, you know, if Georgia's going to play to their potential, if they're going to now get themselves ready to play for the playoffs, to go deep into the playoffs and expect to do something other than to make it, that's got to start happening. They've got to start starting fast. They've got to start playing better offensively the first, not winning things at the end. And that's what you're looking to see in this game. I'm not so sure they've got that. That's the answer to this team. Just like I'm not so sure how far they can go in the playoffs right now unless they can start playing a little bit better defense against the pass, or rushing the passer, some of the things they've got to do and start fast, because they seem to be a team that's just living on the edge with outstanding coaching.
All right, let's take a look at the battle in Nashville now. This is Vanderbilt that leads 7.5 opening at this on Sunday night. We're seeing 6.5 with the interim staff of DJ Durkin and Auburn. Tyrone Nix will call the plays potentially for the Tigers in this matchup. We talked about LSU with the interim staff. Can Auburn bounce back? We know they have the defense. Can the offense follow suit on the road?
Well, you know, And I kind of want to go with Auburn. I know what they're going through, and I know so many people there because I was a head coach there. But Vanderbilt got beat, and Vanderbilt came back on lights out. You know, we look at the game at Vanderbilt played against Texas. I mean, they statistically, they put the same numbers up as Texas did. They just got themselves behind. And I said, Pavia, you give him the ball at the end of the game, he'll find a way to win it. And he did. There just wasn't enough time left. He brought him, took him down to two late scores, ran for one, threw for another, and got an onside kick. He probably does it again. So I like, I mean, I think Vandy will cover. I just think Vandy's too hot. They're pissed off because they lost that football game. And I think knowing what I know about Auburn, there's probably some disarray down there. Arguments whether the DC should be the head coach or not the head coach. A lot of that stuff's going on behind the scenes down there. So I'm going to stay with Vandy. I think they'll get back in the groove this week.
We'll see how it plays out. For Coach Bowden, I'm Joe Lisi. Have a great weekend, everyone. Enjoy the games. We'll see you next week.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.